on the go? Take News Talk 580 CFRA Ottawa with you. Download, listen, and learn through the iHeartRadio app. Now back to the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll.
Naomi Kyle is host of This Week in Gaming. Not a new show, but new to our station. It's airing Saturdays at 7 p.m. Good morning, Naomi. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Good. I'm not a gamer, not because I think it's stupid or don't like it. I just, on the times I've gamed, started, I get addicted. I could never stop. I'd never go to work. I'd never do anything around the house, and I'd get divorced. But yeah, I think there's a lot of people in my generation who don't really understand how big gaming is. Can you give us a perspective of just how many people are involved in gaming now?
I mean, it's a huge industry. It's larger than Hollywood in terms of revenue and money that it makes. It's global, and it's a huge, huge industry that, I understand why it's addicting. You know, I think that's why it's become so big.
Yeah, and people spend a lot of their time now. And the media, I think, has started to catch on to this. You start to see now, you know, a new game comes out. It's like the release of a new movie. It can be that big or bigger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, billions of dollars being made, lots of players. Gamers also who stream the games become very popular online. So it's a huge talked about industry. It's got its own award ceremony every year. Many award ceremonies, actually. And it's an ever-growing, ever-evolving industry. And I think it's a really good pastime. People just want to be entertained, and gaming's just a new vertical. Like Hollywood was, you know, kind of first in that foray. But then, you know, gaming is the next thing. And I think people are really excited to see the new generation of folks who this is their main entertainment. This is what they do every day.
So how's your show structured? What do you focus on? Do you talk about new games that come out? Are you helping people play the game better, get further, right, win more?
We're trying really to, it's educational, it's informational. We want people to feel that gaming is accessible for folks. So if you're somebody who has a kid who games, or you are just starting to game yourself and don't really know where to start, our show is perfect for that. We're not inside baseball. We try to keep it very, we try to educate and get people to get excited about gaming. And so it's structured in a super easy to digest way. It's 20 minutes. We have first 10 minutes of just me reading off the news. Here are the important stories of the gaming stuff that happened this week. That could be new games coming out, developer studios, stuff that happens around them, events or conventions that happen with important news announcements, from anything from DLC, that's downloadable content, of course, for those who don't know.
I was going to pretend right. I knew.
Right. So there's always something new that's happening in the gaming industry. And we try to educate you in a way that, you know, here's the important stuff you need to know. And then we have another 10-minute segment that happens later on in the show. Like I said, it's 20 minutes. We have a guest, a talking head, as we like to say. Many folks have been on. We have someone, Khalif Adams, who's very well known in the space. And we, myself and him, or myself and another guest, have a discussion to really break down the importance of any given story that week. And we try to make it fun and light and, like I said, easy to access. We want you guys to feel like gaming is not this scary, you know, intimidating thing. It really is an inclusive community, and we try to make the show about that and make it very accessible for folks.
You realize, Naomi, you're currently the talking head.
Yes, realize that.
We've just turned it around on you. I gotta tell you, I have two teenagers, a boy and a girl. Or a young man and young woman now was more apt description of them. When we moved from California 8 years ago, since then it's continued to be a lifeline for them, especially in those first couple of years where they left everyone they knew and grown up with behind. And I think a lot of people miss the social aspect of gaming because that kid, he's not necessarily talking to himself in the room. He's got headphones on. And my son kept in touch with friends in Los Angeles and made new friends around the world. And to him, those friends are just as real as the kid you meet in the backyard.
Yeah, like I said, it's very much a community. We love socializing. Games are a social event. I mean, if you think about playing board games, card games, it's the same kind of thing. And yeah, it does connect people from across the globe. You know, and there's so many stories of folks who've met online, who've gotten married. So yeah, it's a very very social entertainment, and it's engaging, and it's something that people can grow, learn from, make new friends. So yeah, it is it's a thing that people don't really think to do as a pastime, but it's something that has so many benefits, and people can really just color their life with.
So I want a little tease about what's going to be in your news this Saturday at 7 o'clock. What's everyone talking about in gaming this week?
Well, I had a feeling you'd ask that. So Marvel came out with a new game, and they officially came out with the title. So we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be a really big talking point. We have new announcements for the cast of the Among Us video game turned TV show. So I would say tune in. There's a lot to discuss about, all the good stuff. Oh, and by the way, the Marvel's game is called Rivals, and there's an announcement trailer. So we're going to be breaking that down in the show.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good one.
Naomi Kyle, host of This Week in Gaming, Saturdays at 7 on News Talk 580 CFRA. What'd she say? It's a sort of 20-minute content. I'd give it 6 months before it's an hour-long show, and maybe 2 years before she's hosting the morning show. And I'm doing some real estate show hosting on the weekend or something. That's where we're definitely headed with that. And I look forward to hearing that. We got to find a way to bribe her or something into coming to join us once a week, just to tease what she's going to do on the weekend. But it's really our way of getting a free talking head, right? Content we don't pay for. Let's look into that, Katie. It's 9:29. We're going to talk hockey with... No, we're not. I'm still not used to the new schedule. It's not 8:29. It's 9:29. And that means Dr. Barry Dworkin is going to talk to us about maybe a breakthrough of a kind for a terrible but luckily rare disease coming up next on The Morning Rush.